He says, folks, what do you think? So how will I have this taitzke? Explain it. So in other words, kosher to me taking my view day. Because usually you see when water gets into the tank of the shakers and the shaker says winds, so maybe some water will, because there's a lot of water. So some water will start passing over the winds. And then when they pass out, so together with the water that overflows from the tank, so there is also the water that passes out from the winds, so that affects our shocking. So that's why the Rashba says, because of the Ashoket of it. But in the Khname, if we have a situation where no water passes underneath, just the water gets into the tail and then it overflows, so no Ashok is affected, so then in the Khname you cannot be Tayyip Chutzit. But the Rashba understood it very simply, keep shooting. Coach Chutzit Kli, take him a building. If he shahatel to Maya, the other fish and not for his echakli, in his own machmashuli, keep him shahadayim in the Hibor and Maya. You will know him, or Shef Shalima, Shepomim Shemuta Mitveo, after the Sechak, you read, or again Shahoyim when so be Maya, the Maya, Shebina Maya and Kli, Shahamayim Shepsechakli, or in Sechamayim, Hibor and Maya. ויכול שהוא כן אפשר שתאים לי אפילו בשיח איסי כלי והוא שיהיה פרו בשביל הסביב so that was then the Rashba mentions a very big finish a very big finish that but he doesn't say it as a certainty but as a possibility if so the Rashba says when does the Mishnah say when does the Mishnah say that they will end up in so for kosher. So, what does the Mishnah say? Man should be out of a shake is possible. And what does possible mean? That you cannot be taken inside the shake is. Perhaps that's only true in the case where the total volume of the water prior to the shake is, here is the volume, here are the shake is, and here it goes out. So, maybe, now, this is the Maya. This Orach HaShulchan represents the Maya. So, only in between the Maya and the Sheikes, the total volume of water is only 30 some. But then, as it gets into the Sheikes, so there is already Memsah. So then, since between the Moitza HaMaya, and the shakers, and here, there is less than Memsah, let's say 39 so. But in the shakers, you already have Memsah. Because it's you already have a little more water from the Mayan coming. But between here and here, there is 39 so. 39 so. So in that case, the Mishnah says, possible. You cannot be taken inside the shakers. But suppose, between here and here, there is Memsah. So then, possibly, you can be taken there. Even another can be taken there inside the shape. That's what the Rashba says. So he says, the way, Eroshev Shalimah, Shepomim Shepitah Mitveh, Hakri Bisechach Vere, Uchdei Shehoyo Memsah B'mayim, Shebimei Hamayim Ekrim, Shehamayim Shebisechach Vere, Eimei Bisechamayim Echoborim Eimayim, וכל שהוא כן אפשר שתאים לי אף אם בשיח אי סיכוי והוא שיהיה פיו אוכל כשבר הסנים in other words, why did the Rashba say that? Because he was bothered by the same kashe that the Rash mentions, the Rosh mentions, or the Sheni mentioned. Why shouldn't it be mutter to be shayim and inside the shaykes? That's the other Mishne, Sino Kevo. Umitnu Shabiyam. So I think we say, hey, so the Tfilah is a good Tfilah. Because of the equation of Zalei, here too, there is a Shver Zalei connection between the Mayon and the Sheikis. So what should be able to immerse himself inside the Sheikis? Why does the Mishnah say no? So the Rashba says, possibly, that it's possible that when the Mishnah says possible, the Mishnah is referenced to a case where the total volume of water from here to here is less than Memsah. So what's the chance? he's less than himself. So if he's less than himself, so he cannot walk the Kekdash Yochit. So that way, so the Rashba Shita is like the Shita that the Mordechai mentioned, that the Rabboni mentions. I mean, it's actually only a few Rishayim say that. All the other Rishayim say Perachot, that a Mayim can affect a shock in the culture, it doesn't require Mimson. A Yitra requires Mimson in order to have the potential of affecting a shock. But a Mayim can affect a shock in the culture. And that's the Psak of Mechaber and Moshe Rishayim. However, there is a Shita of the Mordechai and the Marik that even Mayim can only affect Ashoke if it has Memsor. But if it doesn't have Memsor, it cannot affect Ashoke. That's the Shite of the Mordechai and the Marik. Now, the Mechabea in Simon Rejawa Sifme, now let's go over briefly. That's it. כל שניקח בישוי, אפילו כושר, נחושת פרוי סתמיק, ומקום מוקד מרוב רעס עצמית על החתחיל, ורוב המים בכלו מוקד כזה, עם הנקד לזדות ונגבות ומתרסבי עד שגורי חד הנקד של הרסנים, שהוא כשתי אצבון מסרשני מארבע של פס היד, ניסה פחיס בכל הנקד ברבע שבין שהוא מרוב ובין שהוא עוד, ונקור את בישוי שאינו אחרי תבו שום מים ממנו למטה, אבל אם תבו שום מים ממנו למטה, ונסתה בת הרסנים. So he discusses other young. We need to see the series with some Naked, the Hoshi Steamer, and the way to the screen, or in Shiva Gabora, or the CV Gopsis for Hoshi Steamer. I will mirror CV Gopsis with certain Hoshi Steamer. You can have it, so we should marry me and Mitra in a case. We love in Shiva Yazo and Akrish and it's in Bay. I'm marrying him looking in Mitra, Akash Hosom and Sobe in Sulu. You keep a clue, we should yay, I'll show. We also yash to our mind, Shabin Shuli. We need a night. So that's an important thing. In Mayim Leivim, in other words, if it's a Mayon, in Tzorek Likach, Ke HaMayon in Lips of Yeshiva. So why? Because the Koshu of Mayon affects Ashoke. So maybe it's impossible. It's impossible that May Mayon should become Shoke. Because even if it is a measure of water of Mayon, and you don't, thousands of souls of Mayim shooting into that Mashumayon, so that Mashumayon will affect Ashoke and the thousands of souls on the Mayim shooting. That's the Shite of Moshe Rishayim. Then the Ramo says, Unikomokim Yadul Hachmir Gam Bimayon, Ki Yish Chirkin Afilu Bimayon, Veyimli, the Shire Pisels, Lochim Chatril Nishar, Lach, Linki Bakrish Shein Bin Abu Mayim. So, and then Ramos says, Vimuose came Shabu Bichu Shomim, Vimuose Shom Shomim Bin Shomim, and if so, a mitre, the Ritz on Yakin, so Lach Shiro, in Epshom, to blood it, Mitre and Vina, because Ruach came for half more lasses came. Abu Yishtere, a double be double in the village, or also Yishlis Mechamachim, disabling ואין שילה פיסלס במיון, כחי מיקה, כחי מיקה. So that means that it's a שידס יוחד, actually, that מיון also requires ממסור in order to have the potential of affecting a shock. But the overwhelming majority of the shame, they take it for granted that מיון can affect a shock even with the mother. Now, so the question is this, what's the pshat in that flashbook? No one ever mentioned No one ever mentioned that the Rashba Shita is like the Shita of the Mordechai. Because, you see, I mean, the Ramot doesn't mention it, I mean, no one mentions it. So it is assumed. And the Rashba, as a matter of fact, the Rashba in Teras Abayis in Shara Mayim says explicitly in Shara Mayim that Mayim can affect the Shofet because it's only the Mordechai, the Tumzadeshet. So it's Yishites Yochid. So, but doesn't it seem from this Shiris HaRajbo that the Rajbo also agrees with the Shita of the Mordechai? Because the Rajbo says, Epsha, that when the Mishnah says, Mayon Shehidu Adabah Sheikh is possible, So it is reference only to the case where the total volume of water from the Mitzah Mayim till the Sheikhs is less than themselves. But if the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayim and the Sheikhs is more, so then it can be taken inside. Why? Because of Ashoche, because of Chibur and Mirub and so on. So the Ashbashik is that there is no halacha that Kehle is Mufke of you. So why is the Mishnah saying that it's possible? Because the Mishnah is referencing the case where the total volume of the water of the Mayon is less than himself. So the words of the Ashbashik is like the Mordechai. If the Ashbashik is like the Mordechai, why does the Bais Yosef say that once the same water goes out, so then it's put at the table even without any extra shocking being affected? Because as far as this shocking is concerned, there is no shocking because it's less than themselves. If the Rajbo agrees with the Mordechai, and since no water was lighting on the asdodim and the winds, so no additional ashoke is affected by any mind. And this ashoke is no ashoke because there is less than himself. So why is it put there according to the Rajva to be taken chutzalo? After all, nothing happened since no ashoke was affected by the Miyamayon here, because it's less than himself, and the Shita of the Rajba is like the Shita of the Mordechai, so it should be also going to be taken even here, because it became Shaul. So we have to say that Shaul didn't become, because obviously Shaul didn't become. If it became Shaul, and no additional Ashoke takes place, so how does the Mayim become capable of being Italian? Once it goes out, it overflows. But there was no water gliding and the winds here. So what's the pshat in the Rashba? I mean, according to the Bais Yosef understanding of the Rashba. So now you'll see here. Turn to the Kedusha Rabbeinu here on Sif Zayin here. P44, Yekev Antar. So Rabbi Kenida says, Haile Mishol Cheres, Da Ashiyo Kemitzi Zayis, Ki Upoches Mishver Asamei, Avo Bechot Mishol Eitz, Vishiyo Taro U Kemitzi Zimu Rubayi Kokach, U Mihamei Kishver Asamei. When she goes up to Sio Samei, Vizek Kosov Rambo, Vishek Nim Dibrino Nekev Kishver Asamei, Haile Gam Bechemes Dimenji, Vizek Mas Bikam Beitz. That we discuss. Avo Koshol, Nei Dimahamei Shei Yushubin, Mikom, okay. So the Rabbo says, "Shemrim dibino neke kishver asamei." So if there is a neke kishver asamei, so then it's called ibovet. We also mikre. So here is the question. So Rabbi Kriga says, even in the chob yosef used to be a chob yisholitz. Because by Chomishalim, so what is the Shiur of the Neke? That is Makia, the possibility of Kabbalah Tume, Mitzrime is much more than Kishverazanei, but still, as long as the Neke is Kishverazanei, so in Mele, it's Mitzah to be taken in that Chomies. Once it is installed, So we explained it because Shvera Sanei has the potential of being married, the Mayim inside the Kehle and the Mayim outside the Kehle. So the Mele, it's not considered to be Konus Visehakum, but it's considered to be Konus Visehakar. That's the way we explained it, with Rabbeinu. Yeah, alright. But here's the Kashi, true. It's not Shaul. Because as long as there is a Nekesh, so show it is. So even though regarding Kabbalah Stume, so the Allah is a creator, requires a larger Nekesh in Shverazanei, but as we explained it, in order to be shown, So it has to have a Harishan Kui Kibbul, not just the Harishan Kui of Chshides that has a functional potential, but the Harishan Kui Kibbul. So if there is a Nekev Shvaras Ameit, it does not have the Harishan Kui Kibbul. Because a Nekev Shvaras Ameit has the potential of being married, the married inside the Kehle, and in the marrying outside the Kehle. So what kind of a Kibbul is it? If it's lying the water inside the Kehle with the water outside the Kehle. So mainly since it does not have a Harishan Kui Kibbul, even though it still has a Harishan Kui Choshev, because it's less than Meitzavime. Meitzavime. But the Harishan Kui Kibbul, it doesn't have. In other words, we can't become a stume, so the important Shem is Harishan Kui. It doesn't have to be a Kui Kibbul. Let's say Kui Matfes, let's say Dan, has no Kui Kibbul, but it's Mikabu Tume. It might be Mikabu Tume. Why? Because it has substantial functioning potential. Certain Kelim, like we ate, if they don't have any Kibbul, they're not Choshev. But the Kibbul is only important to give it Chshives. But let's say Matfes, if without any Kibbul, can be Mikabu Tume. So there we have our roche, we got a couple of stume. If the nekev is less than meitzavime, so the chshives of the kele is not potter. Only if the nekev is meitzavime. Masheinke, we got a show. So that it doesn't depend upon the chaleishen kri chshives, but on the chaleishen kri kibbul. So if there is a nekev, even if we ate, it does not have the chaleishen kri kibbul. So maybe it's natural. So the Rabbi has a very strong cash. He says, but why does the Mechaba say, not for Nekev Amitav, because the Gareth was a Mikvah, and because Shem Yukhen Mitev, even a true show it isn't, because it has a Nekev Kishveras Amei, but he says, I will caution you, Nei, the Mahadeh Shem Yishuvim, מקום מוקים כמדדאי וכלי המקבל תומה לראות את מיטי ויום על גבי אחרי מקלוי איץ ולאום סופי לדעס הוראי ולתעסקים על כבוד שניסים לקבוצה נתחס צורך מחוי דרושנים אין דרך שכונו רווחה במצל פסקינס להגרעי לצ'יקי Now let's turn to that סימן סימן קבוצה נתחס הוא לא מדורי סיפה מדעות אין תאילו מקלוי לפי חוכים או יוטים במוקים שקיים בריס, ויתחם את דרגה בפריאית שנקרא במתום במגבו, ואולי גם ניסורים שאולים במדרס ובמחוסס, ולא על שום קריאו מולים למדרס, ותיבל משום צירס לחצוריס, שאולים, אוב רובי טוב לו ואולסו לטבירה, אבל ניסרס, אוב רובי טוב לו ואולסו לטבירה. זה נגל הארץ, ספור איזה מומן, במקרה, שיסטייבר במקרה, And then, but there is a lot of mud. So she's afraid, you know, that her feet will sink in the mud. So in order to be protected against her feet sinking in the mud that is in the karka, Hamitre, she takes a barrel, a wooden barrel, and she inverts it, and she stands on top of the barrel. Now the water is not contained in the tail of the barrel, and the level of water is so high that when she bends down, so the water goes over her head in the mikveh. So what's wrong with that tefillah? So still we say that in the Rabbanon, the tefillah will also, that's the shita right. According to some Rishon, we say, well, chatchila not. Because chatchila maybe she'll be afraid that she will not watch. So she'll not watch that every part of her body is immersed in the water, but the Eved, if she's sure that the tefillah was a good tefillah, that every part of her body and her hair were immersed in the water, so it's a good tefillah. But the Chayyut Shidin is no. The Chayyut Shidin is no. Since it's a double habikabotume, like grades, even though she inverted the grades, and she stood on the gap of the grades, and no water came inside the tank of the plates. But there is a zera. Shema Yehru, Yechim Midyo became. Bimachatzos. Became. So because of that,
That's the Gemara you need it.
So, the way that I would explain it, Isha we had Rotamida Gabi Pecheres Hititbe. So, that comes to I read, so if a woman stands on top of a chair, even though the water is in the mikveh, not in the chair, still, with Rabbonon, the tefillah is not effective. Because the Zeh Hashem will eat through the Machatzoyes, became Rosh Hashem Machatzoyes. And the Machabah passes like the Rabbah. So the Rabbah Kriya has the Kasheh. So why does the Rabbah say, V'yin Shemre, Dibrino Nekev Kishi Vera Samoeli, and the Machabah says, even Nekev Amtara is not. And it can be taken, but it should not be better than when in the case where a woman stands on top of the graves, there she, the water is in the mikveh, not in the chair. So the tefillah is not in the trailer. Why? Because she was standing and something is in coming to me. So the melee in the case of a creates, where he made the nekev, kishvera sarim, but not kineitz sarim. So kabul stumay was not poka. So it's a kineitz, so in effect, she is standing in the keilah that is covered to me, unless there is an ekem kemitzerine. So the tefillah should not be a good tefillah because of that reason. The tefillah should not be a good tefillah because of that reason, because of the gzeira shemo yivim machatzoyis. That's his kasha. Well, I mean, we can give it that, that we can say in the chanameh after all, the mechaba doesn't mention creates, the mechaba mentions creates, the mechaba mentions nechaz. And the Chava says, even if the Nekev is in Nekev commits his eyes, Nekev commits his eyes, it's less than that. So then the Hamor, that even if it's a Gleches, but if the Nekev is less than Gleches, so then you cannot be Tevye. And you cannot be Tevye. Why can't you be Tevye? Because it's still considered, it's not considered to be true in the it's still. Tefillah shalom is a chakar. So even though the shalakeva is poka, so it's a shalakeva. But you cannot be tevye in the shalakeva either. You have to be tevye because. But even though it's like a shalasabei, so you have the potential of being ma'ar. The water outside the keva. With the water inside the keva. So the melee it's considered tevye because. But in the chakar. So the Rambam is only discussing it from the point of view of tefillah is a hakri or the tefillah because. But then the Rabboni doesn't discuss. So in the Chaname, if it will be a creates, and the Nekev will be only Kishvera Zanei, so then he will not be able to be Tevye. Because the difference is because of the Zeira, Shomayimu Machatzois. But the Rabboni doesn't discuss that. He doesn't even mention creates. The Rabboni mentioned creates. But the Rabbi Meir was retired from the notion of the Rambam. The main shame of the Rambam is that he says, "Stam." It means in all cases. And in the Chaname, in so far as the psul of Shom is concerned, in so far as the psul of Tzvira the Sechakri, Shalom the Kalk is concerned, so even he creates, if there is Nekish Rasamei, so that disposes of the problem of Tzvira Shalom the Kalk or Tzvira. But there is another problem. That he doesn't discuss, he doesn't even mention the creates, but in the Chaname. So anyway, what do we see from this Rabbi Meir? From this Rabbi Meir we see that if somebody will, I mean that's mentioned in Sifkut Zayt Ches, Sifkut Zayt Ches, that if somebody stands on top of the creates that is inverted, so even though the tefillah is circling the mikveh, not in the keilah, because the keilah is inverted, there is no water in the keilah, it's inverted. But since he stands, he or she stands on the keilah, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So the mikveh certainly, when the tefillah is inside the keilah, if the keilah can be, so in the keilah, if the tefillah is inside the keilah, so the melee, and if the keilah is recovered to me, so then certainly the tefillah is not in the tefillah because of that the Rabbon, Zeira Shemayim Dumi Keilah. The only problem is, but the Heidel Chite, the Machaba Pasma Kandraide, he applies it only to a case of a Kenyan that is in Kabotum, because that's the Heidel's, that's the Heidel's shot in the Roman Mide.
Just be a problem.
Please, please, just 1 second, let me finish that, please. We went over the more inside several times already. So he said, oh my God, we should have done it on the Heres, we keep it. So we have come to me now, time and mind, we should have said as much as well. Well, that is still the shadow of it. Oh my, אומר רב חונן מדוי הוסו קיים מיימי של דיבוריס, סיוט אמנו פיס. So some machines say that it doesn't make any difference on which kele she stands. So then it's only a question of the hathila because boy she's afraid, so she will not be on guard, you know, to make sure that everything, that the tefillin is done properly. But even if she is sure that the tefillin is done properly, it's alright. But the Haifet says, when the Gemara says time and time she boils because he's afraid of Namibi, he said, so that's in respect to Tami Balgadi Becheres, because Becheres is not the Kabotum and the Gabi. Becheres is not the Kabotum and the Gabi. Machinke, if it creates, that is the Kabotum and the Gabi, so then, even there, it's not a good thing. So according to the Bible, it depends upon the possibility, the capacity to be the Kabotum. Now here the Mishnah discusses Sheikis. Usually Sheikis is of Koyavot. I mean it can be a Sheikis, it can be a Sheikis of Mecheres also, it can be a Sheikis of Koyavot also. But usually Sheikis is Koyavot. Koyavot is not the Kabotum. So maybe according to the Rabbi, this Zeta, Shemayitbe and the Kevin, Shemayitbe and Machatzoe is with the blood, because according to the Rabbi, that Akone, that Zeta applies only to a Kehle that is Mekabotume. But the Kehle is not Mekabotume, not Vorhaye. There is a difference between Tamil that Gabi creates, so then the Kehle is not the Kehle. And Tamil that Gabi creates, since it's not Mekabotume, Mekabe, only Mekabe, so then the Kehle is a good Kehle there, but only Hatzchina, because Boris, she is afraid. So even on top of the ladder wood, she is not allowed to spend the time of the tefillin. But we have to say, according to the Yosef Pshat, that the Rashi Peshita is similar to the Ravid, but with one change. Now in Jewish, that the Ravid says, there is a special zeir, that if somebody stands on top of the kehle, if someone stands on top of the kehle, so the tefillin is not affected there because of the zeir. If we allow the tefillin inside the kehle, Some in Mele, people will say that you can be taken to Nachatzonis in desktops also. But according to the Rabbi, it applies only to a Kehle that is Kabotume. It doesn't apply to a Kehle that is not Kabotume. Mashiach can come to a Rajbo. So we have to say that this Takone doesn't depend upon the capacity of being the Kabotume. But it depends upon the fact that the tefillah was inside the tefillah of the kehle, whether it's the kabotume or not the kabotume. So it's true, the Rashba doesn't agree with the sheet of the Raide regarding a nisho that stands on top of the place. The sheet of the Raide is among those of Hashemi who is chilek on the Raide. The Raide says if a nisho, only the nisho stands on top of the kehle, so the tefillah, because it's not becoming to the gather. But if she stands on top of the creates, then Tfilah is ineffective because of Zeh Hashem and Yidu Mikeli. The Rashba Shiteh of there is that even if Anisha stands on top on the gather of the creates, the Tfilah may have been with Tfilah, but Tfilah not because boy, she's afraid. But, it's not that the Rashba rejects the whole concept, the principle that with Rabbanon there is Tfilin b'sechat ala anikli is no good because of Zera. But it's the situation where the Zera applies. According to the Ravid, this applies only to Kehle in Kabotume. So even though he's not even inside the Kehle, she just stands on top of the Kehle. if it's becoming too many. So the melee, the tefillah is no good according to Raya. And the Kodesh, but according to the Raya, the music according that Zeiro Hashem did not became, but that according applies only to a case where the tefillah was inside the camp. And it's very mistaka, and it can't hurt. The Shitas Raimet is a little strange, because why should a Chachomim apply this Takonet Zeira Shemitha Mekele to a case where he wasn't even taken inside the Kele? He was just standing on top of the Kele. So that's the Shitas Raimet, because, apparently, because since all the bathtubs, the bathtubs were constructed out of jailing that are becoming tumeh, so the melee, the Chachomim applied it to a jailer that is becoming tumeh, but not to a jailer that is not becoming tumeh, even if the tefillah will be inside the jail. That's the sheet of the Raimah. But the sheet of the Raimah is, since there is a jailer, Shemayit Geir, the jailer, so on the contrary, the Chachomim applied this Chachomim only to a case where the tefillah is inside the kelim. So the Megale, according to the Siyose, the Mishnah said as follows, my own shaykh, the Rabbah shaykh, yes, it's possible. Actually, in the Raisa, it should be kosher. So, but why is it possible? Not that the Rajbo shaykh. And the Rajbo says, that this applies to a case where between the mitzvah mayon and the sheikis there is less than themselves. But not because the Rav Shit is like the Mordechai. The Rav Shit is not like the Mordechai. So even though there is less than themselves, still Hashoka is affected. So the Shem Shol is poka. The Shem Shol is poka from the mayon. Even though the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayon and the Sheikis is less than Amsor. But Hashoke, Mayon is entire the Hokshu, can affect Hashoke with less than Amsor. So then the question is, so that's why Rashba says, according to the Yosef Shah, but the moment it floats over, you can't retake it. Because Shoh didn't become. Why didn't become Shoh? Because of Hashoke. And Mayon can affect Ashoke in the culture. So then the rest, Monefsha, if Ashoke was affected, in spite of the fact that the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayon and the Sheikis is less than himself, so let him be able to be tabled inside the Sheikis door? No, that's because of the Sheikis there. Not because of Joe. That's another Zera. Like the Zera come to an event when Elisha stands on top of it lays. But according to the Rashba, this Gzeira of Shemayitve, the Akhete, the Kelim, applies to every case where the Tefillah is inside the Kelim, even though it's not Joel. So still, he cannot be tabled inside. Oh, but then the question is, so that is the Pshat in the Rashba, according to the Joseph Pshat. So it makes good sense. But then we will come to the difficulty. Now the Rashba says that Epshat, as a possibility, says that in the case where the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayon and the Sheikis is Mamsor, more than Mamsor, so then it's possible that you can retain veil inside the Sheikis. So the question is, what Epshat? What difference does it make whether the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayon and the Sheikis is less than himself or it's more than himself? If it's on the basis of the Sheikis that no Ashok is affected by less than himself, so that's not the Sheikis Arashbo. And if that happened, the Sheikis Arashbo, so it shouldn't be toy, it shouldn't be possible to be tabled outside the Sheikis, because no additional Ashoke is affected, takes place. So we have to say that the Sheikis Arashbo is not like the Mordechai. Rashi Shah Amayim exquisitely says that the encroaching of Mayim affects Hashem. So then the question is, so what difference does it make whether if there is Memsah between the Mitzah Mayim and the Sheikhs, or less than Memsah? So we explain, in the case where there is less than Memsah, so the reason is why he cannot be taken inside the Sheikhs, outside the Sheikhs he can be taken. Because Shoali doesn't become. Shoali doesn't become. Why doesn't it become Shoali? Because it doesn't become Shoali because of Ashoki. Because my culture affects Ashoki. So why can't you be tabled inside the Sheikhs? Because of his special Zayre of entangling the Kaelin. Entangling the Kaelin. Even when there is Ashoki, you cannot be tabled the Kaelin. You cannot be tabled the Kaelin. Because Zayre Shem Yidol the Kaelin, that is not your Chodot El Mayim. This Greyer. So then the question rises, so why does the Rashba say that perhaps if the total volume of water between the Mitzah Mayim and the Sheikhs is Memsah or more than Memsah, then it's possible that you could be taken inside the Sheikhs too? Why inside the Sheikhs? As far as Shoal, so if it's less than Memsah, so it's not Shoal. But still you cannot be taken, because in the special Zeresh, the people bound the tail. So even if there is Memsah, this Zeresh should still apply. So we have to say, it don't work over here. I mean, I didn't see it. I mean, I was inspired by the Rav Chaim, he said this, of Chibur and Yeru, but I mean, I didn't see, nobody says it. I mean, it's a Yom HaKadosh, and I mean, I wouldn't say it, except for the fact that we have to explain the Shibur Zarash. In other words, true, the Shibur Zarash believes that my Koshu is capable of affecting the Ashok. Of affecting the Ashok. Now, so that means that the mind inside the Sheikhs, on account of the fact that there is continuity of flow between the Mayim and the Sheikhs, so the Mayim is Mechuba to the Mayim. So if it's Mechuba to the Mayim, it's not Chol. It's not Chol. But in order to be taken inside the Sheikhs, the fact that it's not Chol is not enough. Because Tfila has to be Mikar. Tfila has to be Mikar. Now, verse Yoresh, what the Mishnah says, Hasidot Adim Shebiyam. So if there is Ishveres Amei, So you can be tabled in the sea of table. Why? Because of the law of table equation. So Rav Chaim explains it. So then it means when a person gets into the table and the table is dumped in the yam, so he will stay there outside the table. In the yam he will stay there. In the same way as when a person is stable in the mikveh. And the mikveh, let's say he's a very short person. So in one little corner of the mikveh can immerse, he or she can immerse his or her body. So even though in that little corner there is no Memsah. So we don't say that Tfilah is not a good Tfilah because Memsah did not overtake the body of the person. The answer is because it's one body. So even though the person immerses himself at this corner, it's considered that he immerses himself in every spot of the mikveh. So that's the halacha of the mikvayos, kishishveres alein. But the shita of the Rashba is, if let's say you are tevel, if you are tevel in a mikveh, let's say that has memsah, let's say you are tevel in a mikveh that has memsah and tzotzos, and but you don't occupy, the poop doesn't occupy all the water of the mikveh, still the tefillah is a good tefillah. Because since it's not mokeh, so then it's considered out of the deen that when the person immerses himself here, that not only he immerses himself in water, he immerses himself in every drop of water. Let's say this is a big mikveh, and it's filled up with water, the whole room. So when the person immerses himself in one spot, it's considered that he immersed himself in every drop of water in the mikveh, because it's one water, and all the water is in one rock. Mashiach came in the case where the volume happens to be in the Kela in the Sheikhs. True, there is a connection of Shveres Amei between the naked. There is a a connection of Shvara Samayim between the Mayim and the Sheikis, but here we cannot say, that if a person immerses himself in the Sheikis, he gets inside the Sheikis. So we cannot say that this person immersed himself in the water in the Sheikis, and he immersed himself in the water outside the Sheikis. No, that we cannot say. If a person immerses himself in the water in the Mikve, every time a person immerses himself in the Mikve is very large. I mean, the Mikve is Shikar. So I mean, 10 people or 20 people could immerse themselves at the same time, at the same moment. It's large enough. But when one person immerses himself in one spot in the Mikve, so it's considered that he immersed himself not only in this part, in this part, in that part, in that part. It's one rocket. It's not different indicators. And it's Mamishur. It's not a dinu with on the basis of Mikvonis Kishvara Sarim. So the male there it's considered that he immersed himself not just in this part where physically he occupies space, but in every spot of the Mikveh because it's in one rocket. But when there is a connection between the Mayon and the Sheikis, and the person gets inside the Sheikis, so then we cannot say that this person who immersed himself in the water in the Sheikis, so our beginning is considered as if he immersed himself in the water in the Sheikis, and also in the water outside the Sheikis, because it's two different beginnings. And in Aguf, Yochali is the Sheikis. I mean, I'm using that expression of the Rambam. In Aguf Yochali is Bishnei Mikenis. Not that I'm not using it in the same context as the Rambam uses it, even though it is in the same context. I mean, the Rambam also means when he says that a group cannot, a body cannot occupy space in two places at the same time. So the Mele, true there is Iruv Mikveis. So that means that the water here outside Sheikis is newer than the water inside Sheikis. But, so that means that when a person is stable in the Sheikis, it can be considered as if he was stable outside Sheikis. But we cannot say that he was stable in both places. That we cannot say. If he is stable in Mikveh, large Mikveh, so true that Mikveh is very extensive. And he only occupies space in this spot, in this box, he occupies. And so it's considered as if he immersed himself in open water, not only in the water that covers this box, the water that covers this box and that box, the whole room, because it's one bucket. But if a person immerses himself in the Sheikis, so there is a lot of available. So as Abraham says, so it's considered as if he immersed himself outside the Sheikis too, outside the Sheikis, but we cannot consider it as if he immersed himself in both waters, inside the Sheikis and outside the Sheikis. That's impossible. If it's one moke, so then we say that he immersed himself in all the water of that moke. But here it's different in Sheikis. Sheikis is a kelim, and outside the Sheikis is the kark. But there is a lot of you. So the male can be considered as if he immersed himself outside the Sheikis. But we cannot say it's considered as if he immersed himself outside the Sheikis and inside the Sheikis. That we cannot say. So the male, if an Odom will be taking himself in Sheikis now, and the Sheik of the Rajbun is that if it was Odom requires Mem Sol in Manor, there's the Sheik of the Rajbun in Sharamayim. There's the Sheik of the Rajbun. So the melee, the tefillah is not really for the Odom. Because, after all, he has to be tevil in himself. Now, if we are going to be mitzarim, the quantity of water that is from here to here, so it's very nice. And the Sheikis itself also can have, if it's a big Sheikis, it can have 50 so. So if we are going to be mitzarim, the total quantity of water from here to here, plus the quantity of water that is contained in the Sheikis, then of course there is more from Mimsa. But since, even though the water in the Sheikis is newer than the water outside the Sheikis, but since the Sheikis and the outside the Sheikis represent two different Mikveis, so we cannot say he was stable in both Mikveis.
flock your ears to shady things. He can personally say, well, in each way, so it's not working. So he's saying, he was saying, well, not only this water here that when he sends, it happens to be only 10 song. He was saying, water here, water here, water here. So there is more than 10 song. But here it's difficult became this. How can we say out the being? He was stable, he immersed himself in the water inside the shakers and in the water outside the shakers. It's a terrible disaster, it's too difficult to became this. But if in the case where between the Mecha Amaya, between the Mecha Amaya, the Mecha Amaya and the shakers, there is maybe so or more, so then the thriller is a good thriller. The thriller is a good thriller. Because the mind is natural. Okay. And the mind is moreover with the mind here. So the melee, when he gets, when he immerses himself inside the shakers, so at the beginning he said he immersed himself outside the shakers. And that's not. But if the mind between the Mecha Amaya and the shakers is less than himself, so true there is you. The water is natural. The water is natural. True there is you. And the water is natural, but still, even though the water is natural, so the water is natural, and it's moving with this water. But we cannot say since he has to. So no way. Since he has to be tainted, since he has to be tainted in Mensah. Since he has to be tainted in Mensah, so how was he tainted in Mensah? He wasn't tainted in Mensah. Unless we'll say that he was tainted on not